This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, more on medical kidnapping. We've got a follow-up to a case we've been covering, a mom on the lam with her daughter who has been getting helped with non-toxic therapies to address cancer after having undergone chemo. We'll give you an update on that. Look out for baby socks, something you didn't bargain for. If you're getting cute baby socks, we got to warn you about that. Health for your children. Question of the day on this Father's Day, we've got more about breakfast cereal. Come on, how many dads out there eat breakfast cereal still at night? You know how guys do that, pour some cereal. What's in your oats, your Cheerios? We got questions of the day on where to get the kind of whole food nutrition I talk about here. And even chicken pox and chicken pox vaccines. God, there's a lot going on the show today. Happy Father's Day again. Welcome. Hour 2 starts now on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. Good morning for those of you listening in Guam, of all places. New affiliate as of a couple of weeks ago. We appreciate you being here. RobertScadbell.com for all the show links and notes and questions and answers and lots of free stuff that you can get, including the Silver Aloe Protocol, which has become famous around the world for healing guts all over planet Earth. And that's a chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal, but it's also available for free, a chapter download PDF at robertscottbell.com. Let's see. We just ended a story out of China about salmonella from China that's resistant to antibiotics. And, you know, it's not a communist plot. It's not salmonella seeking refuge in the United States. It was inevitable. Since the dawn of the antibiotic era, resistance has been quantified, qualified, and all of that. They know it's a real thing. But the limitations on alternative, can we say that? Alternative treatment? Even though I would argue that modern medicine is the alternative medicine, that medicine from creation, natural medicine, if you'd call it that, has been the mainstay throughout our history as humans on planet Earth. And only recently were we corrupted to believe that we could conquer nature with synthetic toxic poisons, even manipulating DNA, that it would be beneficial to us. And there would be no untoward, unintended consequences. Michael Crichton, right? Jurassic Park-level stuff. Island of Dr. Moreau-level stuff. It's not science fiction. It's reality what's happened here. So we've got resistance, salmonella, out of China. I mentioned briefly going back at the end of the last hour how bioactive silver hydrosol carries the ions. The ions are the active state of silver. They can neutralize even multi-drug resistant strains of salmonella. Just a fact. There's no resistance to that. You've just got to deliver the bioactive form to the point of foci, the area of need, or systemically for the entire body to respond. And here's where we come back to the law of the terrain. It's not just about attacking and killing salmonella. The question is, why is salmonella outgrowing its normal place in the world, right? You can find that there's salmonella on planet Earth in soil sometimes. Why do some people succumb to the exposure and some do not? Granted, if it's, you know, overwhelming, you're bathing in raw sewage, that is a law of the terrain violation if there ever was one. Yeah, it's exposure, but it's like an unusual scenario. Also, the concept of a cut, a scrape, a burn wound, something that opens your earth suit up to the world. where it normally is not open. Because normally, even you put salmonella on your skin, it's not going to get in your skin because it's intact. And your microbiome on your skin would go, hey, that doesn't belong here. It'd do its magic and try to transform it. But if you cut that skin open, throw salmonella and anything, even the microbiome on your skin, once it goes inside your body, it's a new terrain, it'll alter to the new terrain. And if you don't have an adequate immune system defending from an unusual attack, an unusual entrance assault, which is, again, an accident per se, it's not a normal way you would go about the world with gaping wounds open to the world, allowing all these things in. But that would make you vulnerable, and then you have to respond. You could have a high fever. This is where modern medicine says save your life with an antibiotic. It may or may not be necessary. I don't argue that there's never a place for it. But in my children's case, at 19 and almost 14, I've never had to resort to an antibiotic once, even though they've had infections, including cuticle infections with my son. I've talked about that. We've utilized the silver hydrosol, soaking externally the gel and or taking it orally, but also taking hepar-sulfur calcarium, the homeopathic remedy, hepar, H-E-P-A-R sulfur, because it's indicated for pus-like, staph-like infections. Maybe salmonella is impacted if it plays itself out that way. It isn't that homeopathy goes in and kills the bad guys. It's about your own immune response, metabolism, and cellular interaction. Energetics, etc. Homeopathy works with your body. Allopathic medicine fights against it. Sometimes to save your life. But the way modern medicine has used it and abused it, now we have superbugs, supervillains. They're actually no stronger than the regular salmonella. They just happen to be able to withstand all the toxic chemo you can throw at it. So we give you other options, even though the FDA would not allow me to say what I'm saying if I sold the products. I don't. Therefore, freedom of speech is intact. But why is freedom of speech curtailed? Why do we put up with the Fear and Death Administration, much less the FTC, blocking freedom of speech? Because it just didn't start with this vaccine issue. Freedom of speech has been curtailed since the advent of the bureaucratic oligarchy. The control of government via all three branches combined into one. Legislative, judicial, and executive. FDA, FTC. They make laws, they make rules, they enforce the rules, all of that. And it doesn't matter who becomes president. Even Trump has not cut down significantly on FDA's interference in the marketplace, much less FTC, interference on freedom of speech. For manufacturers of products or services that provide things that would compete with the pharmaceutical industrial complex medical monopoly. So we had a interesting tweet this morning, I noticed, from MROD official. Everybody knows Michelle Rodriguez. She's a friend. I mean, I can't call her a good friend, but, you know, when I see her, we see her. I broadcast from her home. I don't know if that counts. You can go on YouTube. The broadcast is there. She's a very intelligent woman in addition to being a very talented actor. She politically leans left. But, again, she's got intelligence behind it. She would make arguments, and that's fine. This is not about, again, your leanings per se, except her tweet caught me a little bit, especially because I knew we were going to do this Chinese story. And if you go into the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see Superdon did a screen grab of her tweet this morning that I saw. And it says, the U.S. is purging Chinese cancer researchers from top institutions. It's linking to a Bloomberg article. Fear that the foreign country may actually cure the trillion-dollar disease with its lax safety policies and speed trial medical records. Wonder, is it worth more money as a disease than a cure? And Emerald is right. Michelle Rodriguez is right. Curing disease is not good for business. How many examples of that have we covered over the years? And so this Bloomberg article, I don't know that it's going where Michelle Rodriguez is, but I can't put it like it's a far reach to say, why is the U.S. purging Chinese cancer researchers from top institutions? Now, granted, there are issues with espionage and spying, right? China wants to get a hold of technology. But wouldn't it be awesome if a Chinese researcher within the institutions that they might be involved with, NIH, for instance, that they actually did find a cure for cancer? Now, the funny thing is, maybe not so funny for those suffering from cancer under a medical monopoly, is that we acknowledge here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that we have hundreds, if not thousands, of cures for cancer. They already exist. but they're not approved. They're not sanctioned. They've not come through the NIH, or if they have, they've been squashed like the bugs that they might be originating from. You know, there might be something excreted from a bug that can cure cancer, for instance. But the cure for cancer is not finding one solution that kills cancer cells, for instance. Peer-reviewed articles I've referenced here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, going back to silver ions, detected nanoparticles of silver, tested against platinum-based chemo, cisplatin. Equally effective at killing cancer cells. Main distinction is that cisplatin is devastating to healthy surrounding tissue. The silver ions or nanoparticles harm less. So technically, if you review the peer-reviewed literature that's out there, we already have, for instance, a cure for cancer. You can eliminate epithelial cancer cells of the gastrointestinal tract. That's what the article said years ago that I've referenced from time to time here. When they claimed in the USA Today newspaper, silver nanoparticles damage the epithelial lining of the gut. They harm or kill those cells. When the irony was that the peer-reviewed article, the USA Today article, was based upon, acknowledged that the vulnerable cells specific to the interaction with silver that were killed happened to be epithelial cancer cells of the GI tract. Now, having said that, acknowledging that silver ions can disrupt cancer cell integrity, destroy them, do I claim, have I ever claimed that silver is the cure for cancer? No, because cancer manifests in a disease-ridden body. What do I mean by that? Overrun by infections? Not by definition, not as a starting point. But the response to infections that sets you on the road for chronic dysbiosis, chronic malabsorption, chronic deficiency, chronic toxicological burdens, manifesting as inflammatory cascades without end within your body, within your GI tract or wherever, lungs, wherever, your brain. And this chronic inflammation creates an aberrant metabolism of the cell to the point where they go rogue, so to speak. And they express new DNA, they don't die, no apoptosis, and they begin to spread. They begin to seed themselves throughout the body, trying to spread. Silver can stop, at least directly, interacting, but it doesn't address totally the law of the terrain, unless we talk about the silver aloe protocol, and then we begin to understand how we can restore integrity to the cells of the epithelial lining, and then we can reintroduce pre- and probiotics to restore the immune system, digestion, assimilation, neurotransmitters, endocrine compounds, etc. All right, when we come back, I got to talk about this family that says the DHS stripped themselves of their ability to take care of their daughter or her daughter when threatened with cancer, or really threatened by treatment for cancer.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investment we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I gotta admit, I'm in the 30-minute monologue mode this week. And that's why I can't get the completion where I'd like to be on these stories today, Super Don. So, you know, my producer's going to slap me around after the show. You know, I know it's Father's Day, but forget it. Robert, you got to do better, right? And, you know, just on the follow-up to the tweet that Michelle Rodriguez made about, you know, trying to send Chinese researchers out, purging NIH from them. Look, there's a lot of legitimate concerns, as I said, about spying, technology stealing, things like that. But when it comes to cancer cures, I don't think you have to worry unless, let's say, a Chinese researcher did, quote-unquote, find one. Like, hey, we found an isolate from the wing of a bug, and it does this. Of course, if they can synthesize it into a toxic form, then they'll allow it. But if somebody or everybody can go out and catch this bug and squeeze it in their morning coffee and it cures cancer, they're not going to let that happen. So I just don't know about China. How much do they rely upon big pharma money for their survival as a communist, semi-communist nation, for instance? But the American Cancer Society and its charter, if there ever is an acknowledged cure for cancer, they have to disband. There's too much money. You know, you got $1 billion coming in to research something that you never want to find a cure for because the money's going to keep on rolling in. And Biden, he pretends that he's going to cure it if he's elected. He promises that, right? We covered that last week on the show as well. Now, speaking of cures for cancer, what if moms and dads out there figured out that chemo is a dead end, emphasis on dead, and they want to go a different direction? We covered the story last week about the Seattle, Portland, Oregon, a Wilsonville girl. Kylie Dixon and her mother, Christine, went on the lam. She was treated for her cancer with oncology, not getting better. The mom began using natural supplements, I think including CBD here, it's claiming. And the cancer was shrinking and going away to the point where there may not have been cancer at all. But of course, the pharmaceutical church, the medical monopoly, only made possible by government, largesse of centralized bureaucracies, you leftists, please stop. Recognize that government is the enemy of freedom. And if they identify something that is the church to be, they will go with it if the money is there and the power is there that comes along with it. So where is justice? Justice is everything getting what everybody getting what they deserve, exactly what they deserve. Of course, it's filtered through from the worlds of creation, from God, down to us. And we have a pale reflection of justice here as it's manifested in our government justice system. Yeah, sometimes you could say, hey, justice was served there. More often than not, it's a bastardization of real justice. And in the case of a family with a child disastrously manifesting cancer, finding a way that doesn't involve government-sanctioned remedies that are not remedies means that you are a criminal. Mom and dad, you become criminals. And so they've captured this child. Apparently, and was it in Las Vegas, Super Don? They find her in Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see a sad end here as they force this child back into modern allopathic oncology. But, the, you know, again, the state says, oh, this is for that child's own good. What about the parents? Do they have a role to play here? No. The state claims ownership over your children when disease is involved because it's profitable. It's profitable. And they profit off of it. They're empowered by it. The money flowing in. And the media? Are they on the side of these families? Now, shockingly, the headline of this story on KATU Channel 2, it says, family says DHS stripped mom and daughter of their rights in battle against cancer. That's a very unusual headline because that, if there is a bias there, you would say that headline is biased in favor of the mom who actually says, hey, our rights are being taken away from us. Rather than, you know, criminal mom on the lam with child suffering from cancer that she wants to die, right? This is the level at which you see headlines normally. So this to me is encouraging. Where it's going to end up here, I'm not exactly sure. Her daughter is now taken, kidnapped, and the mom's not even able to talk to her. Is this right to separate moms from their daughters? It's Father's Day. Dads, where are you in this? Why is it a mom had to take up and run? Why doesn't the dad stand in the way of Big Pharma and the state-sanctioned poisoning of children? The vaccine issue, the cancer issue, there's not a lot of difference. When the state wants your kid, they'll claim ownership. But the question is one of jurisdiction. In law, jurisdiction is everything. If there's no jurisdiction, it stops right there. How did the state get jurisdiction over your child? I've talked about it from time to time here. I don't have time to go into it now. Ask that question. Ask it until you get a satisfactory answer. And you'll begin to see how to raise children outside of the reach of the pharmaceutical state.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter saying Happy Father's Day to all, including my worst and most vicious critics, of which there are fewer and fewer. This is a fantastic time to be an American, exclamation point. Keep America great, exclamation point. Earlier, the president tweeting and previewing his appearance tonight on ABC News in prime time, the program called President Trump 30 Hours with host George Stephanopoulos. This interview ahead of Tuesday night when the president's scheduled to announce his re-election campaign at a rally in Orlando.
What's your pitch to the swing voter on the fence?
safety, security, great economy. Frankly, I think we're going to do tremendously now with African Americans, with Asians, with Hispanics, because they have the lowest unemployment numbers they've ever had in the history of the country.
The soundbite courtesy of ABC News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
John, think of all them babies being born and all the lovely gifts that you're going to be giving, right? Babies, new babies, life. Questions about should you bring babies into this world, because it's a scary world right now. We'll get to that as well. There's more follow-up on that subject. But did you know that 90% of baby socks are found now to contain bisphenol A, BPA, and parabens? Like socks? Baby socks? You don't think that their skin is much more porous and absorbable, that they're not pulling in endocrine-disrupting compounds? Could this also have something to do with gender identity confusion? We know that BPA, we know that these are xenoestrogens, we know that they impact negatively what would normally be an endocrine function or balance of developmental surges of hormones in appropriate form and appropriate times. You start putting socks with BPA on babies? Folks, you know, you're worried about, I don't know exactly what everybody's worried about, the vaccine issue? And you're giving, you know, socks to babies that are going to disrupt and alter their biochemistry by their very placement on their little tiny cute feet. Team of scientists from the University of Grenada, the Biohealth Research Institute of Grenada, the city's San Cecilio Clinical Hospital, and the Center for Biomedical Research and Epidemiology and Public Health found that 9 out of 10, you want to see this, links in the show notes at Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. 9 out of 10 pairs of socks for babies and children from 0 to 4 years of age contain traces of bisphenol A and parabens. Again, the hormonal activities of these endocrine disruptors have been linked to dysfunctions that can trigger illness in both children and adults. And again, what about gender dysphoria? How many of these pesticides that you're ingesting, feeding to moms before they have babies, also creating this scenario? Petrochemicals. There's a reason why you want to clean up the environment. We have to do that which was within our power to do. Funny, power is the word, right? Everywhere you go, it's about power. Sometimes you ask about love. Where's the love, Robert? Where's the love? We call it vitamin L, in its full manifestation. It is love that is more powerful, ironically, than power itself. Love. Divine love. Love without strings attached, without conditions. Your very creation is evidence of love. Your very existence is evidence of love. The opportunity to be here. I believe that there are souls standing in line waiting for an opportunity to come here, even though we look at what's happening and go, no, don't do it. You don't want to be here. It's kind of crazy. They're injecting babies with toxic poisons, claiming it's going to help them. They're now putting endocrine disrupting socks on innocent little infants. You say, gosh, I don't want to bring kids into that. But there's obviously something, to me, my mind, obviously something bigger. The opportunity for spiritual growth, to experience life on this planet. As maddening as it can be, as disgusting as it can be, as evil as it can manifest, there is a great gift, the opportunity to learn about love, divinity, divine love, in the midst of this. I've said this before, and I know this might be a shocking statement for some. God loves me enough to allow me to go through hardships, disease even, to learn what I need to indelibly learn to help myself and perhaps help others. I look back at my own life and I see my life as a testament to that. Suffering from all the chronic ailments and illnesses that have become commonplace in millennials and post-millennials, rarer in Gen X, I had most of all of them. I don't curse that background, that backstory. I embrace it now because of what it taught me, what I was able to learn from and overcome and help others to do the same. Now, that's my mission, one of my missions. It might not be yours. You have a different one. You've got to discover that for yourself. But the most amazing thing is when you can identify within those hardships as they are happening, the gift, the love, the divinity in them. That's a different way to live life. And that's difficult, granted. It's harder to see it while you're going through it. Sometimes it's seemingly impossible. But the closer you get to that recognition, while it's happening or just shortly thereafter, you can start closing that loop of, I don't know why this is happening. Why me, O Lord? Right? I've said it. I've been there. And recognize, thank you for the opportunity. What is it that I have to learn? What is it that I have to teach in the midst of all of these crazy things that go on? Endocrine disrupting socks on babies, injections in babies, violations of religious freedom, liberty. Don't look for man or government made of men to protect you ultimately, even though I think the highest ideals were present at the time of the founding of the nation known as the United States. Because they were based on spiritual concepts and principles, immutable, unchangeable, but recognized that man was fallible. And that governments of men were fallible. And that the best we could hope to do is limit the damage government would do or visit upon us. And we see that now. It's not over. Like Blutarsky, was it? Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? It's not over. There's always a chance you're still breathing. There's always an opportunity. The question is, what are you going to do? Curse at the darkness or light it up? And a part of what I try to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is hopefully remind you that you are that light. And if your light has gone dim, it's not because God did it to you. It's because you agreed to go through an experience that was ultimately for your benefit, even though in the midst of it you say it's devastating, it's cruel, it's wrong, it's unjust. But we are co-creators in this life. And until we recognize our ability to co-create, we won't co-create out. We'll just scream and yell and cry, bitch, moan, and complain instead of doing something about it. Now, part of that something about it is not necessarily reacting and acting in violence against those who would try to visit violence upon you, but it's to minimize your exposure to their violence. Not allow them, or not allow yourself to be the easy target, and to step aside, much like in the martial arts. You'll use their energy and let that flow back on them. Get out of the way. Again, these are, I don't know, Sun Tzu Art of War or Beyond Art of War concepts. What if they threw a war and no one showed up? You didn't show up to engage. Now, that's a hard thing to say in the midst of the vaccine fanatics' promotion of forced vaccination. Like, if you want to be in New York now, and if you want to send your kids to public schools now, maybe even private, or any, you have now got to engage in some form of combat, battle, through the courts or whatever, and hope that the courts believe in justice as you do. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, but maybe there's a better way. Maybe there's a way to withdraw consent so totally, so completely, that the government power structure collapses and has to restart anew in a way that defends your liberty. But that can only happen as you get more local and more local and more local. And you become less reliant and dependent upon what government from far afield, District of Criminals or Albany, New York, or Sacramento, California, how much they impact your life, how much you depend on them. You've allowed it to happen. Can you disallow it? Some of you may have to move from where you are today. I understand. I get that. And I grant that may be the likely next step for you, to find a state that's a sanctuary state for vaccine refugees, anti-vaccine refugees, pro-immune system refugees. These are concepts I want you to think about so you don't blindly react in hatred and anger, even though it might be considered legitimate because of what these yahoos in government are doing, Big Pharma is doing. But there are ways to get beyond that, folks. And I'm just, like I said, I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to. But hopefully, as things flow through me, as they flow through you, you will be inspired to do something different than all of those who have preceded us that ended up in the same place. Because doing the same thing that they did is insane. Just asking, just having you think, and just reminding you that we actually have more questions to answer.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Back at it. Questions of the day. If I can even get through them, I don't know. Let's say. Question of the day. This one is from Bill. Hi, Super Don and Super Robert. Look at me. I've got the super moniker like you, Super Don. How did I achieve that? Bill, so kind. Hi, Super Don, Super Robert. I heard you talk about cereals for breakfast. If a cereal is organic, such as organic Cheerios, is that okay for children? Sincerely, Bill. Listen, it's better because it won't be, theoretically, soaked in glyphosate, but you've got to ask these companies and find the analysis that was done on all of these breakfast cereals, because there are some organic products that are contaminated, too. And so your best bet is to rely less on cereal in a box and more on things you grow or know that have been grown that way and not treated with glyphosate. It's not convenient. It's not as easy. But I'm asking you to think outside the cereal box right now, Bill. But yes, go organic. You're less likely to have the glyphosate and contamination, but it won't be completely free. Even that which you grow in your own yard because of environmental degradation might not be completely free of these things. But that doesn't mean, that's not an excuse to do nothing. Robert says everything's polluted, so I'm going to do nothing. No, that's not what I'm saying. P.S. The more, Bill says, the more I listen, the more I'm convinced the day will come when women will say no to having children. Children are too special to have non-caring doctors hurt them. Well, that's where I go back to what I just said in my previous statements. We have to go deeper on this because there are souls waiting to come here to have experiences that are unique in all the universes of creation here on planet Earth. I don't want to deny that either. But I also recognize the concern I have as well. I would think twice before having children based on where I want to raise them, how I want to raise them, being on the same page with my spouse. It's easier to be on different pages from a religious belief perspective than a vaccine belief perspective. So make sure your spouse is on the same page when it comes to medicine, even more than religion. Next question, can I please get the site where to purchase selenium that you highly recommend? The 100% whole food form of selenium I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. He doesn't carry the synthetic garbage. Lydia says, thank you. Blessings to you and your team. Blessings to you as well, Lydia. Chad writes, hi, Robert. My name is Chad, and I am a man. Ha ha. That means you're a longtime listener. Because, yeah, Chad could be a girl, I guess. I am remorseful to say that my kids have been vaccinated, but that was done before my wife and I had our eyes open to the truth. My kids are teenagers now, and fortunately, we never did the HPV shot. For some reason, our gut just told us not to do that shot. My question is about the chickenpox vaccine. I know you talk about chickenpox parties for natural immunity. Is there any way for my kids to acquire natural immunity when they have already had the chickenpox vaccine? Thanks, Chad. Well, here's where I go to homeoprophylaxis. You get the varicella virus in a homeopathic form. It's part of the pharmacopoeia. It's a known remedy, and it is a chickenpox nozode. And what I would do is nozode therapy. And if you want, reach out to my friend Scylla Whatcott. And I always forget her. Is it Natural Immunity or something, Super Don? Scylla's website? You know that? Scylla's?
I'll check it real quick.
All right. We'll come back and we'll mention that for Chad's sake so that you can get the chickenpox nozodes. And that's what I would do to elicit that energetic, gentle, metabolic communication to the body so that should they encounter chickenpox, they're least likely to suffer from what the adults do who have gotten chickenpox vaccines and or shingles vaccines, the shingles. The re-manifestation of the chickenpox virus. RealImmunity.org. Thanks, Chad, for writing in. And another question related to V-Science Bites coming up next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, wrapping it up with more questions of the day. If you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCN Live, up to satellites, down to radio stations, wherever they pick them up. Also streaming live, live on GCNlive.com, as well as iTunes later, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network, Monday through Friday, naturalnewsradio.com. Our home and broadcast online radio syndication, naturalnewsradio.com. If you go to robertscadbell.com, you can sign up for email alerts, get plugged into all the things we do here, including giveaways, free giveaways. We're going to be giving away some of our more plus CBD oil.com. One day I'll have to get Reggie and the gang to send me some bottles of the beta-glucan because people will go gaga for that. A free bottle of beta-glucan, betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your best deals on immune-modulating support. Also, a shout-out to my friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. We had a great interview with Sally. Was it yesterday, Superdown, or Friday? It was Friday.
Sally Banks.
Yeah.
And Friday,
we got to talk not only about education opportunities, but we went into a place we never go, really. That would be Bach essences, Bach flower essences. So great education and learning on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as opportunities. But check out trinityschool.org, trinityschool.org, and you can learn also what you need for yourself, for your family, and to help communities, especially as modern medicine collapses into the pool of toxic goop that it really is, for the most part, for the most part. Shout out to Synergy Science. We get our EMF protection technology, the key technology, also molecular hydrogen. Drinking the Echo water, or even just water purification. Like, I'm not going to run hydrogen in my tea, right? Because you're gonna burn it off with heat. But I filter it through the Echo water unit, and so I have clean water to use to make my tea. And I have dandelion and peppermint and dandelion and mate, and the combination today, making me feel so good. And being out in the garden, we covered as well on Friday, I believe. You need 2 hours a week, minimum. I don't think that's enough, but that's what they said scientifically, minimum out in nature to have functional balance there as well. Was that right, 62 hours a week, wasn't it? That's my memory.
2 hours a day, yeah.
A day or a week?
I believe that was a day, two hours a day. Oh, maybe it was a week.
I think it was a week. I'd like it to be 2 hours a day.
Would be nice.
Would be great. You had a great picnic with your family yesterday. You were out in nature, weren't you?
I was. Bugs and everything.
Were there bugs?
Yes. Weird colored flying bugs that would land on your head, and then somebody would go, "You have a bug on your head," and you'd be like, "Ah!"
So in their wings, they could have been excreting the cure for cancer. And who knew?
It could have been, yes. Yeah. Just like if they were from the Amazon or something. But yes, had a great time with the kids and the grandkids, and did a picnic and. Mm-hmm. Like 95 degrees. It was
Did you drink from the spring water that you said there was a spring right there?
No? I did not. They have a natural spring there. It's a mineral spring in Ashland, Oregon, which is it's a fun place. It's kind of a cool place.
And it's called, what is it called?
The park is Lithia Park.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I don't know exactly what's in the water, but it's one of those things where it looks like a drinking fountain.
Yeah.
And so unsuspecting people would walk up and go, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a drink of water, not realizing they're going to get a big mouthful of natural mineral water. So people go out there and take a drink, and suddenly their faces get all contorted, you know, like, what did I just put in my mouth?
Really? But, you know, if it's Lithia, it's probably lithium, and it's the happy thing. You know, that's what they
happy
call it.
Happy water.
Happy water, right? If you bubble and swim in that, you'll get all bubbly and happy. So that's kind of cool. Superdon, you are unusually happy today, I have to say. So maybe that's...
Oh, am I? Am I? Okay.
Well, not like... Well, sometimes Superdon can...
Not like normal, the grumpy old
grumpy
man
guy,
get off my lawn, right?
Yeah. Hey, help me with this final question. You got that in front of you?
I do.
Go ahead.
The final question is...
It's to you.
Hi, Super Don. I'm really enjoying the V Science Bites. That's awesome. Could you please let Dr. Tenpenny know that I would like to hear a V Science Bite on meningitis B vaccine? This is summertime, and many kids are getting prepared for college. I know that a lot of people I work with will make their kids get the meningitis B vaccine so they are, quote, ready for college. Thanks, Chad. So, you know what? I guarantee you at some point Dr. Tenpenny will do the meningitis B vaccine. We do a new vaccine every month. But I'll pass this along to her and appreciate you listening, and we're glad to get the feedback.
Yep. And as we wrap up today's show, a special shout-out to Mel and the gang from How I Cured Morgellons. They had me on a call for an hour and 45 minutes yesterday answering all of their questions about silver and other things for Morgellons and other chronic issues. So thank you, all the new listeners from the Morgellons Healing Community. Appreciate you, too. We'll be back tomorrow, Monday, new Monday, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll see what it is, but go to robertscottbell.com and you'll find it. It's true. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.